This is URN Sport.
During England's biggest ever year of rugby in 2015, O2 wanted to harness the power of grassroots support and get more people playing O2 Touch. The O2 Touch Tour took to the road, staging four events in Loughborough, Bath, Manchester and London. Activities and entertainment were provided for all ages and abilities. On Wednesday, the 5th of October 2016, the scheme came to Nottingham, where Dylan Hartley, the England Rugby Union captain, was present. Me and Ed took a trip down to Highfields Park yesterday to find out more about the O2 Touch Rugby scheme. So I am delighted to be joined. It is an absolute privilege to be joined by Dylan Hartley, the England Rugby Union captain. Now, Dylan, first of all, could you tell listeners a little bit about the O2 Touch scheme and explain to them what your role was within that?
I think the key thing we're looking to do here and on the O2 Touch Tour is to get people to get playing touch. Any age, any sex, I think that's what touch rugby is perfect for. We obviously take the contact element out of the game, so anyone can play. We take the technical aspects out of the game, like scrums, lineouts, all the confusing things, and we simplify the game basically. The game is based on agility, you know, so footwork and handling skills, catching, passing, offloading. So it's a great advert for the game, and anyone can play. So it's great to see so many people out here today having a good time, getting active.
Certainly. Do you think the initiative will encourage people to take up touch rugby as a main sport for those that may be sort of slightly put off or discouraged from the contact side of the game?
Definitely. It's a great thing. You don't need large numbers to play. Obviously, I think we've got 8-a-side here today, 7 or 8-a-side. I mean, I used to play as a kid, like, you know, 2-on-2, or I even played in the back garden with my brothers, you know, 1-on-2, which is pretty, you know, the outcomes, it wasn't the most entertaining game. But you don't need a lot of people. You don't need a lot of equipment. You just need a ball. And I mean, even going back to when I was a kid and at school, if we didn't have a rugby ball, we'd tie a jumper into knots and we'd play with that. So it's a good game. It's simple and it's fun.
And how important on a broader scale is it for people to know about these participation opportunities in touch rugby as well as the contact discipline that they may not have heard about or may not know about?
I think we're just trying to tap into a wider group of people, I think. So, like I said, any age, girls and boys, anyone can play. And I think the other important thing is the core skills it kind of teaches, the handling. And like you said, without the contact element, you can focus on these things like your agility and your catching and your passing. So it's good for development in that aspect.
Dylan, what was your reaction following the phone call from Eddie Jones for you to captain the English national side?
It wasn't actually a phone call. It was an invite to breakfast, and I was a little bit nervous. So it seemed like an eternity driving down to where we met and had breakfast. But yeah, I was very nervous actually. But obviously excited and about the challenge ahead when he offered me the job. And I'm ever excited going forward as well. You know, it's all about the next game for us, and for me as a captain, I'm always judged on my next performance, so it's kind of keeping me on my toes to keep performing and being a part of the team.
Talking of going forward, how do you think England are going to do in the Autumn Internationals, because you've had quite a positive start under Eddie Jones?
So we've drawn a line under our pass. You know, the last season was very good for us, a great start as a new team. But we've drawn a line under that. The next challenge is South Africa. All our focus has been on that. We've had a couple of mini camps where we're preparing for that game, and you know, I'd like to think by the time that game comes around, we're going to be raring to go, because we're going to be mentally prepared and physically, you know, battle hardened from a good start to a Premiership and European season. We'll be ready for that game.
Absolutely. And just finally, how do you think Northampton are going to fare in this year's Aviva Premiership?
Yeah, we're you know, by our own standards, we had a rocky season last year. First time we finished outside of the playoffs. So we've set our stall out this year to be in that top four and to push for silverware. And I think early season, it's good not to get too carried away. We've had a few mixed results, mixed performances. A few results have got away from us. We haven't played our best rugby. But if you look at the table, we're still there or thereabouts. So it's a long season, a lot of time for us to improve. And I've got no doubt we'll be we'll be sniffing around the top of the table towards the end of the season and hopefully pushing for silverware.
Perfect, thank you. An absolute honour to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
This is URN Sport.